Welcome to Love Bonds, your place to hear the whole truth on love and relationships. It's here where you can get the tools you need to repair and deepen your romantic relationship. I'm marriage and couple counselor Terry DiMatteo, and I will help guide you through the complex challenges of romantic relationships. Do you ever engage in really powerful, fierce fighting over what seems like very small issues? Does it seem that your emotional response to something minor doesn't seem to fit? And you might ask yourselves or one another, why isn't a big deal? It has an easy remedy, a quick fix. Why is this so ferocious to us? What's going on here? And oftentimes it's the same thing that comes up again and again, and it always elicits a powerful emotional response. It could be a small matter, something about the dishes or how they're done, the laundry basket, opening the garage door, how to handle a small pet issue, who feeds the pet. These things seem, they're not major things in life. They're small matters, easily remedied on the surface, you know, a quick fix. And most times couples respond to these items with a logistical response. Let's make a chart. Just do this. Like, it's always a kind of, it's an external remedy. Many couples use a popular, we're all taught this, problem solution. There's a dilemma, there's a problem, and here's the fix. If you would do this, it's a very popular format, even among relationship advice that I find horrible, because it misses the deeper meaning. It's never just about the fix. It's never just about an external, let's do that. It's always about, I'm going out on a limb here, but I think it's true, the emotional content. I have had couples come to my office and use almost the entire time and their financial resources to talk about something that you would think of as maybe silly or of no consequence, like putting the light on in the garage, or misplacing the keys, or something benign like this. Tucked in there is always a feeling of, if you loved me, you'd do it. If you cared, you'd get it. It's kind of like, you don't understand what this means to me. Usually in these smaller items, the dishes, the laundry, the feeding of the pet, a habit, being late, you know, what the person who's getting so rattled is essentially saying is, I'm anxious, that works me up, and I feel in that your response that you don't really love me. It really means, do you love me? If you loved me, you'd do the laundry, because the laundry, seeing that basket overflow with either dirty laundry or laundry that needs folding, makes me anxious, and I've got a million things to do. If you went and did the laundry, folded it, or saw what it did to me, I would feel that you loved me. It means, do you love me? Do you respect me? Do you care? There's, you know, it's never about the garbage or the dishes or the dog, or if you put the light on. It means that thing gets me rattled. So what's the remedy here to this? you never can go wrong. It's always a good idea to reassure your partner in as many ways as you can, and often. It may seem like, say, yeah, you know, reassure them of, that you love them and that you desire them. These two things are key. I had a funny story when I was a young girl. I was a high school student, and my friend's parents, they were adorable. They were kind of young parents, and the woman, the wife, sat on her husband's lap. She put her arms around her husband, and she said to him, "Honey, do you love me? Do you still love me?" And the man said, in a joking way, "Look, I told you 20 years ago I loved you. If I change my mind, I'd let you know." I mean, they were joking, and it was kind of playful. But this is kind of interesting, because that's often what people will say. "Look, I'm here with you. I didn't leave you. I'm with you." That should speak for itself. If I didn't want to be with you, I wouldn't want to be here. Just being with your partner, in near them, in the home, not leaving, essentially. A lot of times for men is understood that I care. Can't you see that I care? I'm here. I'm with you. But it really needs a little more than that. Women generally, in general, need more. But both men and women, even if it's a same-sex relationship, need this reassurance. So a remedy to this dilemma is, in part, reassure of both love. I'm there for you. I care. You matter to me. I'm with you. Some version of that. And the other part is, I desire you. I'm hot for you. I want you. You're the one who turns me on, essentially. And then talk about, what does the laundry mean to you? Why are we? What is going on here? Somehow the laundry, the light on, the changing of the cat litter, it means something. It means something's more important than me. It means you don't care. It's some version of, you don't love me or you don't respect me. That's tucked in there. Or let me just add this, or something's not resolved. Sometimes with couples, when you dig a little deeper, as we do in the counseling sessions, you discover that there's something of the past, that a bigger item from the past that wasn't resolved, and it sort of shows up in this griping and swiping over small matters. Small matters take on a deeper meaning, because we're not really addressing that bigger matter that is telling me you don't love me. This is generally what's underneath these things. And when couples can understand the meaning behind turning on the light switch or cleaning up the garage, and they sometimes will say, "She or he's trying to control me." They're controlling. Honestly, what's tucked in that is, they're trying to manage their emotions. If you listen to my episodes, you will see that this is a common theme, because there's truth in it. So get this emotional layer right. And this is how it has expression. It has expression in grumbling about, you never lock the car at night. You don't put the light switch on. Why do you always forget to do this thing? It rattles me. Don't you see? If you loved me, you'd fold the clothes. You wouldn't leave the dishes in the sink if you cared. But you want to help them get it right. Say, you know, it gets me kind of worked up. Then I think I have to do the dishes. When the dishes are done, I calm down. I feel a little more relaxed. That's the piece that's important. Okay? So help your partner tune in and check. It seems every time we talk about the cat litter or the closing the door, the shades are up or down, all these kind of small things. What does it mean to you, dear? What's going on? Why does it bother you so much if I forget to do this? And dig a little deeper on the meaning and what it does to your partner. You want to get it right with them. Instead of thinking they're controlling you, instead, you might frame it as they're trying to calm their emotion. It's making them nervous. It's making them anxious. It's doing something to them. Find a way to calm it down. And then always add some layer of reassurance and comfort. I love you. I want you. I'm here with you. I care. You matter to me. This message is very important. And when you resolve this, when you figure it out, what it means when the shade is drawn or the door's locked or the laundry's folded, then your partner feels loved and much more secure. Oh, I do matter to them. They do care. They get it. With you in their life, life is better. I feel better because I'm cared about, I'm loved, I'm desired. Things calm down, and the softer, more tender, sweeter, more loving emotions can flow because of this reassurance. I hope you like this episode. Thank you for joining me today on Love Bonds Podcast. If you found this episode helpful, I sure would appreciate a review on iTunes. Just visit Love Bonds on iTunes on your smartphone. Tap on the podcast image, scroll down to ratings and reviews. That's it. Also, be sure to subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Thank you for listening.